Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Man, I was looking for some back in the saddle again music, but there you go. I am back sitting behind the bronzed AM 1100 mic, Leon Francis, your host of the Common Sense Club, right here on AM 1100. The flag. Yesterday, Scott Hannon sat in this chair while I was out in Bismarck for Converge on the Capitol. Tons of great folks came out, and I want to thank all of the guys and gals that came out and supported the event on ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com. If you haven't gone or you weren't able to make it to the event yesterday, you can still go to ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com, check out all the petitions that are there, and sign a couple of them. I mean, the one thing about conservatives, many of the slights that we see against our individual rights and our freedoms and the reforms we want to see and say the tax code or the legislative process and things like that, they kind of go across the board. So guaranteed you will find something on that site to support, and I would encourage you to do so. ConvergeOnTheCapitol.com. Check it out and sign some of those petitions and let our legislators know where we stand on certain issues. You got the agencies and the lobbyists who are fighting for their side of the legislators. So we need to have citizen lobbyists to fight for our interests. And that's what the entire event was about yesterday. Common Core. We had Joy Pullman yesterday. When she was done, I said, when she was done with her speech and everything, I said she had me at the Tocqueville. She enlightened us on soft despotism and soft tyranny that the Tocqueville brought to light. And she kind of tied it all in with these various government agencies and how the fact that, we're not, when we talk about tyranny, we're not talking about jackbooted thugs kicking in your door. We're talking about soft tyranny, the tyranny that takes away options and choices via myriad and myriads of laws and instruments put in place and that are designed to curb your individual free thought and freedom of movement and freedom of raising your kids the way you see fit and your religious liberties. I mean, all of these little laws, all these little instrumentalities that are set into place that curtail your freedom. And so you kind of give it up without even knowing it. 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. And I welcome any feedback. If you were there at the Converge on the Capitol event, I want to know what your takeaway from that event was. And you can call in anytime. 855-217-76 extension 2 gets you live on air into the conversation. And extension 1, you can just leave it on the rant line and we'll play it later. Fair in Fargo. It is 7 below here in Fargo, so if that's fair to you, I guess. Feels like 22 below here. That sounds like a song or a group or a band. 22 below. In Tioga, it's fair and 3 degrees, so it's warmer in Tioga. I kind of wish I was there now. And 16 below is what it feels like. So, and there's a wind chill advisory for the Fargo area, so keep that in mind. I mean, it is 7 below and it feels like 22 below. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there. A couple of things that are on my mind this morning. One, I want some feedback on this. So, I'm positive that you guys have heard all of the scuttlebutt about the possibility of Heidi Heitkamp throwing her hat in the governor's race for 2016. I want to know how you feel about that. I'm following this, and I'm hoping that she does not run. I really am. I'm hoping we get some better choices out there. Maybe even Jack throws his hat back in the ring. And he hasn't, I don't believe, to date, he has expressed his interest or his intent. Maybe that's a better word. Expressed his intent to run again. But there's been speculation around Heidi running. I mean, and she never answers the question directly, you know? I think she has those aspirations. I think we're going to see Heidi Heitkamp run in 2016. I want to know what you think about that. 855-200-1776. She took a shot at Representative Roscoe Straley for backing legislation changing the way her replacement in the Senate would be selected. I was reading where she said she criticized a bill that a state lawmaker has proposed changing the way North Dakota would replace a vacancy in its congressional delegation. That proposal would require a special election to fill a vacancy instead of an appointment by a governor to fill out the term, which would create a distinctive for Heitkamp to run for governor, as she wouldn't be able to appoint a Democrat to the Senate. Representative Roscoe Straley of Minot, and I may not be saying that last name right, and I apologize if I'm not, Representative Roscoe is the bill's author, said that Heitkamp's rumored gubernatorial bid was on my mind when I wrote it, is what he said. And when asked about her thoughts on that bill, Heitkamp said, "I have no thoughts, other than there wasn't much thinking involved." Meow. Wow. So she came out a little hot about that, you know. I want to know how you feel. Do you think she's going to run? I don't know. I don't want her to, but I think she will. 855-200-1776. If you think she will, if you think she's a good pick, if you think Jack is going to run again, call in and let me know your thoughts. Couple of other things that are on my mind this morning. Hackers. ISIS. Hackers take over our military's Twitter and YouTube pages as Obama is talking about internet security. I'm not like an Alex Jones dude. I'm not like a tinfoil hat and black helicopter kind of guy. But that seemed a little convenient to me, especially when we're talking about there are really huge conversations about internet security laws and the FCC and regulating the internet. I mean, there are tons of laws that IT guys have been railing for and against. And I know the government wants these regulations in place. You got a whole new money pool there. And the folks like the big wigs at Sony and different places like that with the whole copyright infringement. And that's what it's all about. It's about control and cozying up to these big media conglomerates that, you know, want to tamp down on the torrent sites and things like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I just thought it was really, really on the nose that these folks, and they claim to be ISIS. I mean, and that's what the scroll was. That's what the hack was. It said ISIS right there. Took over the military's Twitter and YouTube pages as Obama is, you know, giving his little speech on internet security. Some of them, like at 12:30, one of the tweets said, "American soldiers, we are coming. Watch your back." That's a scroll. That's a tweet from ISIS on our Twitter page, on our military command's Twitter page. And it was also, this Twitter page was also changed to a black and white photo of an ISIS fighter. It had the words cyber caliphate and the phrase, I love you, ISIS. And this is on our military Twitter page. Are you kidding me? As our commander in chief is, you know, standing there bloviating about internet security. Wow. How do you feel about that? And if you want to know, if you want to read some more about that, about this story, go to the Hill. They have a posting there. Hackers claiming to be ISIS take over military's Twitter and YouTube pages. Check it out. Central Command. I mean, my goodness. That is nuts. We'll be right back with Ellen Radner, Blanquita Cullum, right after this break.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, yesterday, Scott Hannon was sitting here for me as I went to the, I emceed the event, actually, Converge on the Capitol, but I listened in. And, as always, I love the conversation with Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Ellen Ratner, we're still working on her, but I think we have Blanquita on the line. I missed you yesterday, Blanquita.
I missed you too. I mean, you know, you're part of my daily fabric.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it. I'm like, wow, what am I missing this morning? I got my coffee. I got my Converge on the Capitol. What is missing? And it was Blanquita.
I know, I should have been out there converging in the Capitol with you. You know how good I am at that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you'd have loved it. A bunch of grassroots folks there talking about Common Core and the legislative process and 2014 GOP resolutions. I mean, it was great. Had Joy Pullman there.
Wow.
I know. It was pretty awesome. But
and
okay,
you know, I'm going to Texas this weekend. So I'm going to be finding out from, you know, that a lot of people are starting to come out from Texas. And I will give you, it's going to be a very quick hit and split. I'm going to be meeting with some serious political types there to find out what is going on in the camps and who, I mean, is it just a given that it's going to be Jeb Bush, Cruz, or Perry? Anybody else that might be, you know, coming out and saying they're going to run? Texas is a, you know, the birthplace of presidents right now, and I think it's a bit pregnant.
Ah, and I've been hearing a lot of, and I don't know how much stock to put in anything this, you know, this far out, I guess. But, you know, I've been hearing everything from Chris Christie and Thompson and who's the guy on Fox?
Huckabee.
Huckabee, yeah.
I don't know that I mean, I really like Huckabee. I know Huckabee very well. I don't know if this is his time. I don't know if this is his time. I do believe that we will see someone who is less moderate and more conservative emerge. Who will they pick for a running mate that may bring them more to the center for the people that may want more of a moderate? But you got to have a conservative out there this time to run, which is why I don't think that Christie has a chance at all.
Right. And that's something I wanted to, I have been wanting to ask you for a very long time. Do you think a Mitt Romney or a Chris Christie or a Jeb Bush could actually win?
I think a Republican will win because the base will turn out. I think that a Republican will win big if they are more conservative and if they have strong opinions on the issues that people care about, and they are A, terrorism, national security, jobs in the economy, and this country emerging and protecting its sovereignty and looking out for veterans, old people, traditional values. So that's why I say it's got to be conservative. Now, do I think Jeb Bush will get it? I'm not sure he's going to get the nod. I think it's going to be a dark horse. I think you're going to see someone that people don't expect, and I still think that it very well could be Cruz. And I know Ellen just doesn't think it's possible, but I think we have a different environment right now.
I do, too. And when we talk about conservative, and I totally get the whole, you know, we don't want a moderate because you're not going to get enough folks to coalesce behind him. But when we talk about conservative, apparently there are varying degrees of conservatism.
Oh, of course. Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Who would you, is it like a, I don't know, a Scott Walker type conservative? You said
Scott Walker
Cruz
might make it. Cruz might make it. Rubio might make it. I think that what people are looking for is someone who's scrappy. And they're looking for someone who is not afraid to lead. And someone who is going to demand that a Republican Congress do their job and represent what people were concerned about when they voted that Congress in.
Right
now, they're all in the mushy middle. And when the president, I mean, really, you just got to hold the president's coat and let him go. I mean, honestly, if he's sitting around watching football games while this whole demonstration is going on in Paris and people are tripping all over themselves to try to find a way to justify it and make people look like they're outrageous because they're chastising the president. I saw a wonderful cartoon which basically painted him as the emperor having no clothes. And it's interesting to me, and I'm sure your audience that watches the words of people like Jake Tapper, who works at CNN. He's a friend of mine who had a lot of courage as an American to say he was ashamed of him. When you see all of these newspapers, whether it's the New York Daily Post, the Daily News, the New York Times, the Washington Post, have all come out against him. So to think that a Republican in the middle is going to win ain't going to happen.
I know Ted Cruz said this, about the same thing, no need for a mushy middle. And I think someone else that agrees with that sentiment is my friend Larry from Fargo. Larry, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I want to ask Blanquita why she thinks that conservatives like me are going to turn off for a rhino like a Bush, a Romney, a Christie.
Well, I don't know that they're going to turn off, Larry. I just think a lot of people, I think you sound like the kind of guy that will vote regardless. I think you sound like a guy.
Oh, I will vote, but I will not vote for a rhino.
I'm sorry? Tell me again.
I will vote, but I will not vote for a rhino. And through being slapped in the face by the Republican branch of the Democrat Party, if I don't get conservative candidates, I will not vote for them. I will vote for a third-party candidate.
You're proving my point.
And Larry, his sentiment is not singular. I mean, I've heard that sentiment over and over and over again. Folks are kind of fed up with being disenfranchised. And he
brings out a guy that I like, too. I like Trey Gowdy. I don't think Trey Gowdy's going to run. But in a perfect world, would I like to see him come? Wouldn't you like to see Holder replaced by a guy like Trey Gowdy as Attorney General?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, illegal immigration. I wouldn't vote for him either.
Oh, Trey Gowdy? Larry?
Who are you saying on illegal immigration, Gowdy?
I just read on the internet last week that Trey Gowdy is for illegal immigration. I don't believe that.
I have a hard time believing that, too. I will research that, Larry. Thank you for the call. I will research that. I have not heard that.
I don't believe that at all. I think Larry needs to send you some sort of document that you can share with all of us. I ain't buying it.
I will, and Larry is really good at sending me like links and things. So, yeah, Larry, send me that link. I want to read that for myself.
He's a hard-nosed prosecutor that knows the law. I ain't buying it.
Yeah. One other thing that I want to touch on is how ironic. You got ISIS hackers hacking CENTCOM at around the same time Obama is talking about Internet security. How did that grab you?
Oh, well, it's a joke. I mean, frankly, those of us here in D.C. know, and I've known for a very long time, as you know, I used to oversee Voice of America. And, you know, we've had hackers that have absolutely compromised even our broadcast. We know that they've broken into the Pentagon before. We've known
that's pretty sad. Blanquita, thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. See you tomorrow morning. We'll be right back with more of the CSC.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Oh man, I think Representative Roscoe cheesed Heidi Heitkamp's Gritch with his proposal, but that's just my opinion. 855-200-1776 extension 2 to give me your opinion on that. Should Heidi run? Should she not? What do you think about that? I mean, apparently a lot of folks like her, and she is our, you know, representative here in a pretty conservative state, so she's got a ton of support. What are your thoughts on that? You think she's going to run? Should she run? If she ran against Jack, would she win? I don't know. I know that she is upset that she won't be able to nominate a Democrat to fill her seat. And that's what Representative Roscoe's proposal would do. It would take that power out of her hands. Couple of stories, and bear with me on this one, because, well, on the next two, because these are grit cheesing topics. The first one is, I don't know if you've heard, but apparently, Think Progress, this liberal rag, yesterday, and this story just went viral everywhere. And when I hear stories like this, when I hear propaganda like this, it makes me think of what is the end game here. And what I'm about to say is not tongue in cheek. I'm talking about the war on men. What is up with that? So yesterday, and this story went viral, Think Progress said that one in three, so a third of the guys that go to UND would rape a woman if they could get away with it. That was the story. That was the headline, and that headline went viral. I mean, went everywhere. It was nuts. One in three, a third of UND men would do this if they could get away with it. And so you're like, wow, you know, the North Dakota men, what is up with that? What is up with the... I thought I was amongst, you know, really cool guys. And, you know, what is going on there if a third of the dudes at UND would do something this horrible? And then you wait a little bit, and after a little digging by some actual journalist like Rob Port, you find out that not only was the story erroneous, it was a complete lie. It was a complete fabrication. There's absolutely no truth in any of the statistics that they put forward, and they had to retract it. Now, all they did was change it. They didn't say, hey, you know, we kind of screwed up here, so this is our retraction. It wasn't UND students. As a matter of fact, no one ever spoke to a single UND student. Not one single UND student was questioned for this thing, and not one was asked anything. So they just kind of pulled it out of the back of their Levi's. They didn't, in the retraction, they never said that, though. But that was the headline that went across social media, went viral. And it leaves me scratching my head. What is the end game? I remember the, I think, 1 in 5, where they said that basically a quarter of women on college campuses was raped or something to that effect, and you're just like, wow, or what kind of guys are we raising now? And you find out that was a lie. But the fact that these stories get so much traction, I want to know, what do you think the end game is? I mean, we see, I was watching WDAY last night, and they had that story on. They had that story on, but not with the correction. They had the story running as a third of UND, of guys that go to UND, would do this horrible, horrible act if they could get away with it. That was the story. I had to turn away. So what is the end game? 855-200-1776, extension 2, are we raising a generation of psychopath males, or is there an underlying agenda at work here? Because I'm not understanding it. We're inundated with how horrible men are and how horrible this is and male privilege that. What is going on? Anyway, 855-200-1776. That's the first story that has cheesed my grits this morning. The second one is, and I understand, you know, I don't want to make light of or detract anything from the seriousness of what happened to, you know, the folks in Paris. I think that was a horrible, horrible tragedy, without a doubt. But I find myself questioning the media coverage and the fact that we have world leaders from 3 million people in solidarity walking down the streets of Paris. And then I'm like, that's good. You know, we all need to chuck our chins and show these terrorists that, you know, we will not be cowed. So I get that. But I'm thinking about this being, you know, this little liberal rag, you know, these folks, it's 12 people mowed down by these horrible Islamic terrorists. But at the same time, 2,000 folks in Africa were also killed by Muslim terrorists. Have you heard about it, though? Think about that. Whole town of people in Baga, and this is a Boko Haram, that terrorist group. And how much do we hear about that? Think about that. 2,000 people were mowed down. You can't even get folks to go over there now to get an accurate body count. But over 2,000 people, think about that. How much have you heard about that? Now, you got the Nigerian president, Goodluck Jonathan, that's his name. How much have you heard from him outside of him saying, you know, he condemned the Paris attack? How many folks in Paris, how many people from President Jonathan's administration, how many people over here in the United States even know that this took place right around the same time that the Paris terrorist attack was happening? And not only that, there were at least two other bombings by these terrorists over there since then. And we've heard nothing. I don't know. How do you turn a blind eye? You know, you got 12 people die, which is bad. And you have 2,000 people massacred, which is horrendous. And you hear about the 12, not a peep about the 2,000. I don't know. Something just doesn't sit. I'm looking right now at Fox News, and you got arm in arm, all these folks. You got, Bibi Netanyahu and Prime Minister this, that, and the other thing. I mean, I just, across the screen, all these folks in support of the people in Paris, and I get it. But how many people are saying anything about this? And it's all radical Islam. That's what it is. The folks that murdered those 2,000 people in Baga, they're Muslim extremists. They're ISIS. They are, you know, those folks. Why don't we hear more about it? That's the other story that cheese my grits this morning. I'm going to go out to Brian in Jamestown. What's on your mind, Brian?
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to talk about that story about UND. One in three males are supposed rapists. I have a small daughter, and I have a son who's probably about 16 years old. And, I feel sorry for the guy that tried to pull something like that with my daughter, because it wouldn't just be law enforcement he'd be dealing with. It would be me, and I think every father can kind of relate.
Absolutely.
But as serious as that is, the accusation of rape under a statistical study, that's bogus. I mean, I got to think about my son, too. You know, do you want your kids being labeled as this person for the rest of their life? Because that comes with a stigma, you know?
Yeah.
Can't get a job, can't find a place to live. If these guys aren't actually out there doing these things, I think what they should do is they should sue the people who wrote this story. One-third of their class should go out and sue these people. I mean, it's defamation of character. Everyone's going to be looking at guys crooked now because they think they're all freaking rapists, which is bogus.
Well, they've been promulgating this propaganda for a long time. And I've always said that the stats on campus are bogus. 100%, nowhere even close to the stats that they trot out every other day about the horrors of male dominance and male privilege and that sort of thing. And I remember right there at UND, the kid who was accused of rape, not only was his accuser found to be lying to an authority, she was actually charged. But they kicked him out of school. He could never go back to UND, even though he had not been convicted of a crime, not even been formally charged with the crime. And then he was exonerated completely. And still, just the accusation is enough to get you banned from college campuses. Now, think about that. Think about how one-sided that is. You don't have to actually commit a crime at all to be penalized and have basically your life ruined. And then they lay the groundwork by saying, well, you have because of your chromosomes, you have a propensity to do this sort of thing. So that's going to be the jumping off point. You have a propensity to do these sort of things because you have testosterone. And there you go. It blows my mind. And to see WDAY with that story yesterday, I'm like, are you kidding me? How could you propagate this propaganda without fact checking it a little bit? Anyway, that's my two cents. Brian, sorry I monopolized that conversation. Stay tuned. Hang on. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this.
the knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oh, man, lots going on in the news today, and I want to know what's on your mind, and Scott and Todd also want to know the exact same thing, so keep the conversation going at the top of the very next hour. Heitkamp, she's quiet on running for governor in 2016, but she is ripping a bill by Representative Roscoe changing the appointment rules. What does that say to you? Maybe she's eyeing it. Maybe she wants to run. Maybe she is. She's already made up her mind, and she's just kind of keeping mum about it, because that's what it tells me. You know, you're a little teed off your grits are a little cheese, that they would change the or think about changing the appointment rules, but you're not thinking about running for governor? I don't know. Let me know about how you feel about that and continue that conversation with Scott and Todd. Also, a couple of the other stories that we discussed this morning, hackers claiming to be ISIS take over our military's Twitter and YouTube pages. I thought that was nuts. U.S. Central Command's Twitter and YouTube accounts were compromised by ISIS. And it was really, really, I mean, you think about Obama's there and he's droning on and on about, you know, internet security and FCC, a plan, a regulation or takeover of the internet. And right behind, I mean, as he is bulviating, you got the cyber caliphate. Hacking and taking over Senka. I'm sitting and I'm thinking, how is a JV team able to do this? It blows my mind. But there you go. If that's something else that was on my mind this morning, a little hilarious, and it does kind of upset me a little bit because I love American exceptionalism. And whenever you got a bunch of folks that are running around in the desert able to do something like this, kind of cheeses my grits, you know? It kind of upsets me because, you know, I would think that we, our technical savvy was of such a pedigree that this could not happen, not by them. And if these little folks, if these folks could do this, think of a country with the resources of China or Russia. Think about what they could possibly do. That's it, to me, it's just nuts to think about. Anyway, continue that discussion also with Scott and Todd. I tell them what you think about that. Hackers claiming to be ISIS take over CENTCOM's social media. That is nuts. Also, the two stories that really cheese my grits, the one the folks in Baga, Boko Haram, which is a militant Islamic terrorist group, and not just in my opinion, that's exactly what they are. As the news of Paris was breaking with 12 people being shot by that idiot over there, think about that. Within minutes of that, the president of France was talking to the world media, telling people what was going on. But at about the same time, you had 2,000 people mowed down by Boko Haram. Not a peep. Not to mention there was a string of suicide bombings that you probably never even heard of. What is going on? Why are we only getting this tiny little bit of the story? What is up with all of the three? And again, I am not saying anything. I don't want to take away anything from the stand of solidarity, you know, in the face of terrorism and showing these folks that, hey, not on my watch, not in my country, that sort of thing. I would offer that France needs to do something about its no-go zones and its stance on terrorism overall, and there's a ton that could be said about that. But the basic premise of standing in solidarity against, you know, these barbarians, I'm cool with that. What I'm not cool with, though, is you got 12 people that are victim of terrorism here, and you got over 2,000 people that are a victim of terrorism and suicide bombings over here, and you only highlight one of them. What is up with that? Don't you want more from your media? Don't you want to know more about what's going on in the world than just what they spoon feed you? Because again, would you have known that had I not told you? I don't think you would, because I'm not seeing it on Fox News. Guaranteed, it's not on MSLSD. Anyway, 855-200-1776 extension 1. Oh, here we go. I love this cell phone. That's what I'm talking about. Stay tuned for Scott Hennin. What's on your mind?
I'm back in the saddle.
Right after this.
Riding the reins once more. Toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night, and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, I oh, rocking to and fro. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee tie, I go my way. Back in the saddle again.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can, at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. Even at the roadside service 24/7, no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.